Hello, 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 everybody. And it is Monday, which means it's another time for Common Sense Uncensored. And we are here at the GFPS Studios, Grand Forks Best Source. And you, as always, can comment by dialing 701-213-0863. You can text or talk to us. And you can also pick up some smashing GFBS merchandise by going to gfbsmerch.com. And as always, remember, we are statewide. We are interstate. We are seen in Michigan, Minnesota, and many other places where we have loyal listeners. So if you're out there and you have a business, give Paul a call at that same number, 701-213-0863, and advertise with us. And we'll keep the truth coming your way. We have an interesting program today. We have a gentleman that I scheduled, but he got sidetracked. But that's okay. We're gonna be tap dancing a little bit today. But we have Mr. David Short today, and David has an interesting problem with something that's been rearing its ugly head slowly but consistently, not just in North Dakota, but in Minnesota, South Dakota, and many other areas. It involves a nasty little thing called eminent domain. And so, David, I'm going to introduce you to everybody, and you can hopefully tell us your story about how eminent domain became a very, very dirty word to you and your family, and not only a dirty word, but an expensive one.
Yes. Thank you for having me. Yes, my name is Steve Short, and this is in regard to our family's ranch that my great-grandfather settled in 1904. And then my grandfather took over from him, and his name was Don Short, and he was a congressman for North Dakota. And then moved flash forward to the early 2000s, and a county commissioner figured out that if you become the county commissioner, you have free access to all of the county's money. And as long as this is in Billings County, North Dakota, north of the town Medora, North Dakota, mm-hmm. where everybody's familiar with the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. This is right on the north side of it. And the county commissioner realized that Billings County has got a ton of tax revenue from all the oil. And he just happened to own a oil trucking company called Missouri Valley Basin. At that time, the county commissioner's name was Jim Artha. And so, as in every county in America, if you have a majority, you can do whatever you want with that county's money. And in Billings County, Medora, because there's only under 900 people, it allows you to only have one other person and a two-person majority. You now control anything you want in that county.
Wow.
And we were targeted. Sorry, as you know, I was just pulling into my house.
That's okay.
And so we were targeted for them. They wanted to put a bridge across the Little Missouri on our land. And this is a longer story than we have time for. In the early 2000s, they built the roads connecting Highway 85 north of Bellfield, North Dakota, and north of Beach. And Highway 16 north of Beach, they had those two roads connect at the Little Missouri, but it was at the time the Eberts owned the land, and they did not want to give up their land by eminent domain so the Billings County Commissioners could have a road for oil trucks. So they got a group of people together and sold it to them, and that group sold that land to the federal government. The federal government turned it into the Elkhorn Ranch, and then the community got behind it and said, no, you cannot take that land and ruin it for over 1,000 oil trucks a day. And so then the focus switched, and we were targeted because we are absentee owners. None of us live in North Dakota, but again, this is still our family's ranch. We've paid property tax on that ranch longer than anybody that has anything to do with this project.
I find that interesting. And the reason I tell you why is because when I was looking and doing my research on this, I heard over and over again, it said that you were absentee owners. And so why would you care? That is not even a question. It's your freaking land. You should be able to do what you want with it, and whether you live there currently or not. That should not be an issue. This well, you're absentee owners. Why should? Who the hell gives you the right? I mean, seriously.
I am so glad to hear you say that, because that has been their big push. The current county commissioners that are a couple of young guys that we'll get into that more, because I want to understand where the city of the town of Madera and the Thoroughbell National Park.
You're freezing up. You're freezing. I'm breaking up on us. There we go. Okay. So, see, when I heard that, I was incensed, because it's your land. You should not. The fact that you live there should have nothing to do with a doggone thing. And the gall of someone to say that to you just knocked me over. And when you mentioned their younger commissioners, I went, it made sense. Because if you're young, you don't get it.
The one commissioner. Yes. Yes. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you, but you froze up. So can you switch to a different computer or a different method? Because for whatever reason, you froze on me. Hang on. We're still.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
It's okay.
Well, I'm trying to get to it. I've got good service. I don't know what's going on.
It's the Monday after daylight savings time, and I know you guys don't switch time, but we do. There you are. Okay. But I've been peddling all day long going, okay, what time is it? What day is it? All right. So the fact that these people were younger made me go, because it takes your getting a little bit older to understand the value of roots and history and family and everything else. It's not just, well, you don't live there anymore. I just thought... Excuse me, but screw you.
Hey, and we don't live there anymore, because I'm 59 and I graduated from high school in 1982. In 1982, our family's ranch was in a 50-year drought. The grasshoppers had eaten the alfalfa down into the roots. We had no water. We sold half of our herd and had to do something else. And so... as anybody that is my age that grew up in Western North Dakota, there was nothing left. We had to move on and start a career somewhere else. And that happened with, you know, my brother and sister as well. And we have always maintained that ranch.
Yep.
We have always been good stewards of the land. And whether or not we live there is irrelevant.
I agree. And I was actually incensed, because my husband and I have bought, he's fourth generation on a little 350-acre farm in Minnesota. And we got the money together and we bought the farm to keep it in the family, because there were a lot of other family members who were looking at it as a cash cow for some instant money. And we said, no, that's not what this is about. This is about the land, the history, the family. And so when I heard someone say that, because we don't live there either, but we want the family maintained. We have family reunions there. The grandkids are there. And if in some point in time, one of the grandkids wants to step up and retake over that farm, that would be awesome. But that cavalier, well, you don't live there anymore. You can tell I'm a little peeved.
It's ironic you're saying this, because the people that have been the main people going after our ranch, they own ranches in Western North Dakota. They don't live on them. The one main guy going after us, he lives in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You know, made millions of dollars off the trucking company.
The mineral rights and the trucking company and the oil. Okay.
Yeah.
So why is it? It always impacts me, because I've run into this, because you're not the first person that I've run into situations like this with. And it always appears to be rules for thee, but not for me. And if they want a bridge so bad, if these people have ranches in the area, why don't they run them through theirs?
Well, that has been a real political hot button for the town of Medora. And at some point in this hour, I'd really like to go back to the two main guys involved now.
Absolutely.
Two different things. First of all, we had a major victory last week.
Okay.
The federal judge, we were in front of Judge Traynor in federal court, and he granted us an injunction. The county cannot move any dirt, and they cannot enter our property until we actually have a trial. Because they did not only, you know, when you say eminent domain, in North Dakota, what they actually do is they use quick take.
Mm-hmm.
And what quick take means, and when I say this to anybody, no one believes me. They're like, I need to know the truth. In North Dakota, if you have a county commission, in Medora, there's three county commissioners in Billings County. If two of them vote to take your land, they make you an offer, you reject it, they take your land in 30 days. It's called quick take. And that is a law that needs to be changed.
It does.
In North Dakota. It needs to be changed because these two guys have nothing to do with anything except returning a favor. The one guy's name is Steve Clem, and his wife is the CFO of the Medora Foundation. So all those tourists and all the government money that goes into that national park, his wife is the CFO. Now, would Theodore Roosevelt have wanted to take our land to build a bridge across the Little Missouri for 1,000 oil trucks a day?
Not from anything I've read. Not from anything I've read, from his quotes and everything else. He, in fact, would be standing next to you shoulder to shoulder telling everybody to pound sand.
Yes, he would. And I can't believe that the amount of Republicans in Western North Dakota that have said, well, sometimes you need to take somebody's land. And you're like, what the hell are you talking about? They don't want to take their land.
No.
They want to take our land.
I've run headlong into the Republican Party in North Dakota on several occasions, and in my opinion, have discovered that we have a lot of rhinos, Republican in name only, that are in office that love to tell everybody how conservative they are, but if you look at their actions versus their words, they're the exact opposite.
Could not agree more. And again, I want to repeat what I said earlier. My grandfather was a Republican congressman from North Dakota. He was the only person in D.C. that did not have a phone. And our family has always been Republicans. We're right-leaning. This is a perfect case of the major corruption that's going on in our whole country. It's not about Republican or Democrat. It's about how much money somebody's going to pay you, then you join that person. We want Burgum. We want Armstrong. We want them to stand up with us and say, no, you cannot take their land.
This is insane because I've seen this happening again and again and again. Burgum and some others are behind the Summit pipeline. So suddenly state law is superseding county law, and we're seeing Emmons County is having to appeal the PSC pipeline ruling in the Summit case because they don't want the pipeline going through. And so they said, no, you can't come. And so North Dakota and the cronies, with their crony capitalism, got together and said, yeah, well, we're going to challenge that because we're going to make the state law go oversee local zoning ordinance and the pipeline's coming through. So kind of like, screw you.
Yes. Well, I raised my kids in Iowa. My mom grew up in Iowa and met my dad at Iowa State and then moved back and raised us in Western North Dakota on the ranch. And we raised our kids in Iowa. So I'm fully aware of the fleecing of the taxpayer dollars in the name of ethanol. And the guy behind it in Iowa, he doesn't care about taking everybody's land. He cares about what he's going to make out of this deal.
It's a theme. I've seen it over and over again. I'm going to take my very first break for executive properties. If I can get Paul to take it away.
Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Diane says Executive Properties did a roof project and remodeled a bathroom in our house. We were happy with their quality of work, and the projects were completed in a timely manner. We will use Executive Properties for our next home project. Get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273.
Okay, with Evans County, they're having a real problem because they're fighting this PSC thing, similar to you, and you have had fun with legal issues before, because as you well know, it's kind of difficult to find representation in North Dakota. Nobody seems to want to take on the government, correct?
We have not. We've had a very, very great experience
okay.
with an attorney by the name of Derek Broughton. And Derek has literally been the guy fighting for the small person and against government corruption. Yeah, Derek Broughton Law Firm out of Bismarck.
We're working with Emmons. So this is a guy that's let's just put it this way. We're going to keep our eye on Derek because he could be well needed. Not only that, but there's attorneys I've talked to that have tried to help but have been told that their law licenses are in jeopardy. So it's going to be real interesting for me to watch Derek.
We retained him about 12 years ago.
Oh.
We started going to some of the meetings about the bridge over the Elkhorn Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And so we knew right away that my grandfather, as a congressman, was a real vocal opponent to a bridge over Little Missouri. And then both my mom and my dad, Con Short, he famously was quoted to Jim Arthod, the only reason for this bridge is your ego.
Ooh.
And we knew then that, and anybody that knows Jim in Western North Dakota, in my opinion, he is got a very, very large ego. And anybody that wants to read more about him should read Jim Fugley's Prairie Blog.
Yes, and that's prairieblog.com. And I was going to make
the reason I bring that up.
Make sure that, because it's good.
And it brings everybody up to date on, you know, a quick read on the real story behind this bridge to nowhere. And that's what it is. It's a bridge to nowhere. If anybody would look at the Con Short Ranch, you shake your head and say a $30 million bridge for the county for where?
Let's do this too. Let's have Paul. Can you bring up that picture? Not the one of the pole, but the other one where we can actually show where that's going, because I can show the people. It looks like you and maybe your brother or someone else is having a beverage there. And from what I can see, this is criminal, because this is wide open. And isn't it true that eminent domain is only supposed to be used for public processes?
Yes.
This is private.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Paul.
Well, I mean, it depends on who you talk to.
Okay.
What does public or private mean? If you mean allowing 1,000 oil trucks a day to roll across our ranch for one or two trucking companies, yeah, that would be called private.
Because really, from where I understand you live, no one else needs access like this.
No, it's a destination. It's so much more complicated than just this, because it's a bridge to nowhere. Literally, the minute you cross into Billings, okay, is obviously the bridge goes across the Little Missouri. On both sides is Billings County.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute you get into the short side of the river, you enter into Golden Valley County, which is everybody kind of lives out of Beach, North Dakota.
Okay.
Well, Golden Valley County, the county commissioners, all of them unanimously through all these years is said, you can go F off this. They're all like, this bridge is 100% bullshit. They all have stood up for our family. They will not build a road connecting to Billings County. And so literally there's nowhere to go. Once you get across into Billings County, you will have to go
onto Golden Valley County Road, all of the commissioners are unanimously against it, and they will not build a road to connect to it. So when I say it's literally the bridge to nowhere,
you mean
it's the bridge to nowhere.
Now, the thing that always interests me is we've been doing quite a few shows on crony capitalism and people who stand to profit. And I would have to love, I would love to be able to investigate exactly who's going to benefit from the $30 million to build the bridge on top of the trucking company that's obviously going to benefit when it's built. Because one thing I've learned in doing my research is you follow the money. And there's going to be contractors that are probably going to have some sort of connection that is going to be making this $30 million bridge very, very beneficial to a lot more people than we probably suspect.
Well, one of the guys back in the previous commissions, they hired a guy by the name of Jeff Iverson, one of the county commissioner's best friend out of Belfield. They hired him to be their road superintendent. When they thought they were going to get this bridge jammed through, he resigned because the county commission, who happens to be the county commissioner, happens to be his son, Lester Iverson.
Oh, God.
Lester and Steve Clem, who are Jim Arthod's kind of like right-hand man, they agreed that they would hire Jeff, who had just retired, to be the consultant to get the bridge built. So to get into the corruption, it goes way deeper than that, because we've got a retired judge that's the county attorney, or the state's attorney, which is just the county attorney, by the name of Pat Weir. And Pat Weir famously said in a meeting, he's never been to where the bridge is, and he will never drive over it. Now, if you're in a county of 900 people, and you're going to spend $30 million on a bridge, wouldn't you hope that the state's attorney, which is the county attorney, wouldn't you hope that he at least knew where it was and could point to it on a map if you're going to spend $30 million? And then, so his,
wow.
That all of, again, I want to clarify, this is in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the corruption stems from so much deeper, because his son is the head of the Vogel Law Firm. Magically, Billings County uses the Vogel Law Firm. And the attorney that represents the county taking it by eminent domain, her name is Tammy Norgaard. And in my opinion, if your claim to fame as an attorney is just taking people's land by eminent domain, then we're on the opposite sides of the fence on what America stands for and what property rights are in the United States of America.
Oh, Lord, yes. And what also impacts me, besides the arrogance that comes across from all of these situations when you're talking to these commissioners, not to mention the entanglement with family, friends, and everyone else, is the fact that the same names keep cropping up in so many of these, clear across the strait. State, KLJ Environmental Impact Study, you said wasn't even done, but they said that they did it?
Oh, so that was... Part of the lawsuit where we've ended up right now is the Short family. We came to an agreement with the previous county commission, and that was a guy by the name of Mike Kazian was the county commissioner. Great guy, ethical, moral, stand up, an American, stands for the United States of America and what we all believe in. Then the guy with him was Dean Rodney. He's still a county commissioner. And then Lester Iverson, the guy I referred to earlier.
Okay.
We came to an agreement with them that we would drop all of our lawsuits, all of our chance to sue them. By then, we'd spent over $500,000 in legal fees.
Ugh.
We gave up our right to sue for legal fees if they agreed to never take our ranch by eminent domain to build a bridge.
Sounds fair.
They put that in the contract.
Sounds fair.
The, sorry, my mom's in the background always distracting me. So then
that's
I
okay.
Train of thought.
I have a mom too.
yeah. And God bless her. She's the one behind all this. She's the matriarch, and she was on the stand in federal court and told it the way it is, the truth. That's the thing about this whole thing. Everybody asked me, like, how can I just talk about it? Well, it's the truth.
That's
we don't
right.
have anything to lie about. Our family was targeted. we were targeted by one man in the state of North Dakota. He happened to be the county commissioner of that county. That does not give him the right to take our land for his own personal use, period.
Especially his own personal gain.
Yeah, oh my God, yes. But so going back to where we ended up in federal court, is so the county commission, the three of them voted unanimously, all three of them, that they would not take our land by eminent domain to use for a bridge if we dropped all of the lawsuits going through court, and that we would never sue them for our $500,000 in attorney's fees. So, okay, bridge is dead. Our family goes on with our life. We're back to just living life. New county commission gets in. This Steve Clem, again, whose wife is the CFO of the foundation in Medora. I mean, it makes me want to puke, you know, that the foundation, the town of Medora, where my whole family and friends, we've all spent our lives growing up, love that community, that the CFO of the foundation, her husband thinks he's got big enough balls to take people's land by eminent domain for no use. You know, so I want to, I'll go back to that in a second.
Okay.
They, Mike Kazian retires, doesn't want to run for county commission. Steve Clem, Les Driverson, Dean Rodney are on it. Steve Clem comes right in. He's like, hey, we're going to jam that bridge down Short's throat immediately. We're going to take it by quick take. So, of course, they start that. We went to court for breach of contract. We have a contract with the county commission and the county, the Billings County. Well, in the Vogel law firm's eyes, in my opinion, counties do not need to be held to any contract.
No, they
just
shouldn't.
Just because they all three unanimously signed the contract doesn't mean that they can just go back on it. And, you know, in federal court, the judge repeatedly asked their attorney, what did the Shorts have to sign this agreement? And she's like, well, nothing. They say, you know, they gave up their right. And he's like, gave up their right to sue you for the money? Well, yeah, but it's just a little bit of money. And we're like, okay, it's $500,000.
Well, yeah, but when you're
more than a little bit of money.
But when you're not dealing with your money, when you're dealing with the state's money or the county's money, because you see, this is what rankles me so much. We have to use our money to defend ourselves against the state's money, the county's money, and well, what would $500,000 mean if it's not your money?
And now we're over $700,000 of attorney's fees. Not my time, not my effort, not my mom's time and effort, not all the plane tickets, not all the rental cars, not all the trips, all the time that we've had to spend to defend our property from the county trying to take it for a bridge to move oil trucks.
To nowhere.
I encourage anybody to look. Just Google the short road north of Medora, and eventually you'll get down and see it right on the land, or see it right on the Little Missouri River. I wanted to go back to KLJ.
Okay.
I don't know that KLJ is a corruption. In my opinion, the corruption is a lady by the name of Jennifer Turnbull.
Okay.
If anything ever seems corrupt and fishy involving an engineering firm, if you look deep enough, in my opinion, Jennifer Turnbull will be there. And she was behind all of this with KLJ. She quit, immediately got a job, number two in charge of Department of Transportation at the state of North Dakota.
Because we reward everybody that's bad.
Yes. And then she quit that job once the new county commission came in to try to take our land. And she runs that project again for another engineering.
I'm going to get right back to that. Hang on for a second because I'm going to do a quick break for Oh for Heaven's Cakes. And I want everyone to realize that there is nothing better than treating yourself to some good homemade baked goods. And that's where Oh for Heaven's Cakes comes in. You'll find the best cupcakes and cakes for any special occasion or just a treat. Walk in to find out more, but I'm warning you, you won't want to leave, and you certainly won't leave empty-handed. Oh for Heaven's Cakes, located on the north back side of the Grand Cities Mall. They're open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Give them a call at 701-757-CAKE. That's 701-757-2253. Or you can email them at oforheavenscakes@yahoo.com. And you can be a beautiful cupcake in a world full of muffins at O for Heaven's Cakes in the Grand Cities Mall. All right. Sorry I had to interrupt you there, but we got to pay the bills.
No.
So this lady seems to be being rewarded for her nefariousness because she's obviously really good at being bad. So you get promoted under the state of North Dakota. That's kind of the way I'm seeing it.
Well, and that's where our original lawsuit making it through court. Everybody involved with this does not believe KLJ actually did the environmental impact study.
Ooh.
EIS, environmental impact study. And you have to do that.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying they didn't charge the Billings County Commission, and I'm not saying they didn't put together a book to say, and it, everybody that's involved with EIS studies, it's the oddest constructed book anybody has ever seen. It and it doesn't meet any of the standards with what most environment EIS studies are for. And so we have been challenged. We were going through the court system because we want them to prove they did an environmental impact study. They never came out and studied our ranch. They just said, we're going to put a bridge on that bottom and we're going to make sure that's where it goes.
We just need to write the book, make it look pretty, and we'll hammer this through, and these small little people will just go away because they're bothersome.
Yeah. Well, yes.
And that's what I'm getting.
Well, it is. And I don't want to sound cocky because, I mean, we don't know when this is going to end. I mean, because now another county commission election is coming up. We are going to have to, as we can see, because unless the judge, which this federal judge Trainer is the first person that has ever stood up and said, this is wrong. And we are concerned that even though if we would win again, the new commission comes in.
Starts
and you're going to have, in my opinion, the Vogel Law Firm, Tammy Norgard, saying counties don't have to be held to a contract. Only private citizens. If you sign a contract, only private citizens have to be held to that contract, not wow. counties.
Wow.
And I'm like, how does that work? So then, perfect example, when we were there, they were re-siding. They were siding the original courthouse. So then the siding took place through the election. Mm-hmm. So you sign a contract with the people who are going to sign it. That subcontractor buys the siding, does the work, and then Steve Clem gets in. As he did, and then he's like, oh, I don't like that guy. We're not going to pay him. Okay, so you don't have to because you're the county commission?
Wow.
When is a county held accountable for a contract that they signed with not only a retired judge who is now the state's attorney approved it and their legal representation, and we agreed to it? How is that not a contract in the state of North Dakota or in the United States of America?
Well, and I need you to help me with something, too, because Judge Trainer is a federal judge. And to my estimation, when I was reading through this research, you guys went through not only the state's attorney, but the North Dakota Supreme Court and everything else. And basically everybody told you to pound sand until you got to federal court. So I'm looking
We've never been to the North Dakota Supreme Court.
Okay.
We had a couple smaller cases where we wanted to get an injunction to stop them from taking our land by eminent domain.
Correct.
And this was a few years ago, 3 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
The judge ruled that it was not ripe. Now, again, in my opinion, this is in my opinion, when you have the state's attorney who is a retired judge, it's pretty tough to get a fair ruling from another judge in Western North Dakota.
I have to agree. Buttons.
I mean, that's my opinion only. I mean, I just am giving you my opinion. But So we were told that the lawsuit was not right, that they had not started the quick take action, meaning that we would have to go back. In hindsight, we would have to, the minute they, it's complicated because the quick take action, you have 30 days and it's their land.
Yep.
I mean, and so you, but so we had, we finally put together an agreement with Dean Rodney, Mike Kazian, and Lester Iverson all voted unanimously to stop the madness. Okay. So it all went away. It didn't happen until this new guy, Steve Clem, got on the commission, and he's like, he's got to, we got to take those people's land. I mean, he's like, that's the last thing I'm going to do. We're going to take their land.
Wow.
And so then, because all of the Short family lives outside of the state of North Dakota, it needed to be heard in federal court, not in state court.
Well, to which I have to say, honestly, thank God.
Yes. Oh, my Lord. Yes. Yes. We,
because I'm just listening to your story, I'm going, thank you, Jesus, because it didn't sound like you were getting pretty, didn't sound like you were getting very far here.
No, thank Jesus for Judge Traynor. If anybody would want to read his ruling, he's the first man that has stood up and said, no, this is corrupt. I mean, he didn't say corrupt. I want to make sure he didn't say corrupt. He stood up for us and said, no, we need to stop this and hear the facts on why somebody's going to take this land. You know, my family have always been pro-oil. We think everybody needs oil to, you know, we need to have oil to drive tractors, to drive airplanes, to drive our cars and trucks. And we have never been against all of the oil activity. I mean, if anybody ever drove out to our ranch, I mean, they have carved it up every which way possible for oil production. We're just saying, as steward of the land, we're okay with this generation having to pump oil so that we all have a, you know, an industry.
Absolutely.
And, have a good economy. We're for it. We've never been against it. And if we lived in Bismarck, Mandan, or Fargo-Moorhead, or Minneapolis-St. Paul, and you needed to take somebody's property to build a bridge that, you know, I don't know, you know, 250,000 people a day are going to go across, well, then that's something I think everybody needs to consider. But if you look at where this is, no one's going to drive across that bridge, ever. And you know, one of the big controversies is in Billings County is that the reason Steve Clem sounds ignorant when he gets up in front of everybody, he's always like, we got to have it for medical, for emergency services. Well, all the people that live on the river live south of Medora, but those people don't want a bridge across their land. And so when he says that, everybody asks him, well, then it's got to be south of Medora. Well, the problem is none of the people south of Medora want a bridge.
No.
So what's the purpose for the bridge? And yet he is on that commission saying we've got to have it for emergency services. And so then that means Billings County needs to do all those studies and put the bridge south of Medora where the people live for emergency services. North of Medora, there are less than 20 people total that live on the Little Missouri River.
Well, I'm going to share something with you. If Paul can bring up my other picture, because just so you don't feel like you're odd man out, I did a story with Ethan Olson, who was in Dunn County about 8 months ago. And he had a problem with his county commission where they were going to run a road along his property line, which had never been there, never used. And there's only one house that's out there. They have another access point to this house, but the guy wants to be able to take this road because it's shorter. And so he's been fighting with it because it goes right through his pasture. And if you want, let's see if Paul can bring that up for me. There you go. You can see there's an electric pole sitting right in the middle of this road. That's because the electric company also refused to give them an easement. And in their push to put this road in, when the electric company even said no, they said, screw you, and look what they did. This is what they did to this guy's property. To make sure there was this road there, now there's a road, which is got to be a drunk person's dream. I mean, can you imagine? This is the arrogance of these people. By God, I said there was going to be a road going through there, so this is what's going to be there. And when they went out to build the road, they put up rope in this guy's pasture to keep his, and I'm not kidding, to keep his bulls in. And when I say rope, I mean cotton line, like you'd have on a old-fashioned clothesline. They put that on some little steel poles, and that was going to keep this guy's bulls in. So I understand the madness you're going through, because this is the type of people we're dealing with now.
When I was in Bismarck for federal court, the Northwest Landowners had that conference, and I was on a panel, and I honestly was not aware of how much corruption there is. I just, you live in your own bubble.
Yep.
And, you know, you're worried about your own, getting your own kids to soccer practice or whatever your life's busy with. And I was amazed at all the people that have the exact same story as we do, is that people are corrupt. And, you know, I go back to Republican, Democrat. Our family's been Republicans our whole life. Primarily, the people in support of this bridge in Western North Dakota, they're Republicans.
Yep.
Okay, that is not what Republicans stand for. You do not take land by eminent domain for the use for private use. Again, if you're in Bismarck, Mandan, or Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Fargo, Moorhead, sure, at some point, are you going to have to take people's land to build a bridge? Yes, you know, for the interstate. But this is so far beyond any of that. It's almost comical.
Well, the extremes to which these people are going to basically stand up and go, you will respect my authority. I'm looking at the insanity. But the other part is, besides the insanity, is the money that is being thrown at this, because it's not their money. And people are having to use their own funds to pay to defend themselves. Meanwhile, their tax dollars are going to prosecute them. It's nuts. Yeah.
Well, and you touched on something. We, our family, has paid property tax on that longer than most people have even been alive involved in this case. And we are paying our property tax to actually take our own land and hire attorneys that we're having to pay for to fight against. I mean, it is beyond.
It's mind-boggling. Bizarre. It's mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling.
I've taken my show here to highlight many of things like this, because when I talk to people, they'll look at me and go, oh, North Dakota is too nice to do that. And no, we're a Republican state, and that's not really happening. Those things are rare. No, they're not. No,
they're not.
You mentioned that you didn't get a lot of traction. Did Drew Wrigley or Doug Burgum or anybody weigh in on any of this? Or has it been strictly
no.
you and you head no. to head with county? Or
no, we have had no one from the Republican Party has stood up for us.
Unbelievable.
And if anybody read Jim Fugley's Prairie blog and just bring themselves up to date, and it's a quick read, you know, this isn't a deal where it's, you know, I mean, this is sitting down and reading three articles that take 5 minutes each, you would understand why. Because there's also the Theodore Roosevelt library that needs to get built out there. So there's a lot of backroom deals on who's, you know, taking care of who to make sure everything happens. And again, I'm not against the library. If the state and the county and everybody, you know, the town of Medora wants the Theodore Roosevelt library there, good for them. You know, our tax dollars will be used on it, and we're fine with that. This is a totally separate issue.
It's getting insane, because you're paying taxes on the money you make, you're taxed on the money you spend, you're taxed on the home you own that you already paid taxes on, with already taxed money, and the saga just keeps continuing. And then you have to turn around and defend yourself because somebody decides what you have is theirs.
Correct. I mean, again, I just encourage anybody to Google Earth the short road, and you get there and you're like, oh, this makes no sense. I mean, no one can look at that from Google Earth and go, there needs to be a bridge there. And again, if it's for emergency services, everybody in the county knows it needs to be south of Medora. And there's plenty of river bottom south of Medora with good access to roads. And again, I want to make sure the Short family is against any bridge. We feel you live in Western North Dakota in those remote areas to protect the remoteness.
Yes.
To protect, you know, how beautiful it is. And I look at all the oil roads as being temporary. You know, a lot of those wells dry up. The wells get reclaimed. The roads will go away because I don't know that those oil wells will produce, you know, into eternity. And so I think taking that oil is temporary for right now. But that bridge is there forever. Though, you know, that will become a county bridge and a county road that will be there forever.
I'm going to do my last commercial break for Redemption Shield. And I want everyone to know they can go to gfbestsource.com. And at the bottom of the homepage, you can click on the shield to order today. And I want to make sure that everybody realizes another study came out on EMF waves and signals. They're real, folks. They're real. Paul, take it away.
Have you noticed the ever-alarming 400,000 cell towers that have gone up in the United States alone? How about the electronics that reside in every room of our homes and Wi-Fi that runs 24/7? 5G cell phones are carried in our pockets hours on end. Common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, palpitations, headaches, memory loss, and so much more. Redemption Shield is on the cutting edge of offering products that protect your family from electromagnetic and microwave radiation. Start protecting yourself now. Go to redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded today. Use code GFBS and save 10%. Redemption.
Okay, you know, the one thing I've learned is rather than asking who does it impact, people need to start asking who does it benefit. Because it's real easy for the people to say, oh, it's just one family. It's not a big deal. Because, you know, unless they're burning down your house, you know how many people don't seem to care. But in your case especially, I would be very interested to know the minutia of who this bridge benefits. Because I think the answer's there.
The only people it benefits is people that have something to do with the oil industry. Moving, I mean, there's no advantage to coming down to the Short Ranch to go across the river. There's really good roads on the east side of the river and the East River Road and the West River Road. And both of those roads take you down to Interstate 94. And regardless, there's nothing to do by just crossing the river. You still have to get down to Interstate 94. So regardless of where you are, to get anywhere, Billings, Dickinson, Belfield, you need to go down to I-94. And so it's so corrupt. I mean, it's the policing of the taxpayer dollars. I mean, there's no other way to even like put a spin on it. You look at it,
somebody's paying, like, Vogel, and well, I doubt it's the commissioner reaching into their wallet.
Oh no, that's what I always say. Behind the scenes, somebody can wave their wand, and the Shorts have to spend another $100,000 to defend our own property. And not only that, the people waving the wand, they're using our taxpayer dollars that we've paid off our property tax to take our land.
No skin in the game. What's the matter with they spend?
I had to laugh at your commercial break. My mom, who's standing in the background, she came over and said, you're pretty rabid this morning. But the thing is, we have been fighting this now for over a decade. And so I apologize. You know, I...
No. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you.
I mean, it's one of those things where at some point you're like, when does this end? You know, when does Hovind, you know, when does Armstrong, when does Burgum, when do they get a hold of the county commissioners and they're like, it's over. It's over. Like, this is done. You've signed a contract with the Shorts.
Well, and you feel alone. You feel alone. And you feel, my husband and I talk and I go, you know, I just get so tired. Sometimes I just feel like all I'm doing is banging my head against the concrete. And I have to stand up every once in a while and go, okay, it only hurts a little, but it doesn't. And I honestly think the game plan here is to bankrupt you and wear you down till you have nothing left. Oh. And then they're going to do exactly what they want to do anyway.
Absolutely. And, you know, from the very beginning, I haven't said this on our interview. All these years, I have said, if you're going to build a bridge for public use, it needs to go on public land.
Yes.
And there's plenty of public land in Western North Dakota on the Little Missouri River. You know, the problem is the federal government doesn't want that bridge on their land. And the perfect place for the bridge is where the federal government owns the land. It's the Ebert Ranch that is now called the Elkhorn Ranch. The roads are already built, connecting Highway 85 north of Belfield and Highway 16 north of Beach. And these are big, wide roads. They're big, deep ditches. They were built 30 years ago to eventually put blacktop on them, to, you know, have asphalt blacktop roads.
Sounds okay? Perfect.
That's where the bridge should be. The citizens got together, the taxpayers, the citizens of North Dakota, and said, we do not want a bridge. Okay? The people. That's who we are. The people.
Correct.
The taxpayers. And so if they didn't want a bridge on their land that we, the taxpayer, owns, why would some county commission think they have the right to speak just specifically for themselves and say, we know that the taxpayers and the citizens don't want a bridge, but we do. We're going to take private land. If it's going to be a public road or a public bridge for public use, it should be on public land.
I'm seeing a common thread through all of these stories and stuff when I talk to people, and that is there is a vendetta against private rights and the freedom to actually own land. And if you're paying property taxes like most of us, you realize that basically all you do is rent. And that if somebody wants something bad enough, if they can't quit claim it like they did to you, they're going to property tax you out of existence one way or the other by raising either the mills or the value of your property and everything else. I am watching, I look at stories like yours, and I feel like I'm watching the complete destruction of the American freedom and way of life, where we are allowed to actually own something and be self-determining, because we're allowed that only as long as it doesn't infringe on the elites, county commissioners who think that they're all that, what yes. they want. And I'm getting tired of it too.
Well, one of the things that all the people and, you know, all of our friends in Western North Dakota and family and our personal friends, they all want to know why. Like, why do you guys fight? Just sell the ranch and let them put the bridge. Who cares? And we care.
Yep.
I mean, if no one stands up, if no one in the United States ever stands up for what is right, what do we have left as a country? And we really feel like this is our fight against corruption. And
it is.
We don't want the fight. We thought the fight was over. We literally thought that all of our family naively thought that contract was a contract, a signed contract unanimously by the county commission was the contract. And once again, you know, when we, you know, what are we now, this, you know, this Steve Clem, this new guy, again, I want to make sure everybody hears me for the third time. His wife is the CFO of the foundation of Medora, where everybody goes to see Western North Dakota. And so those two, when they go home at night, they're like, hey, we're about to take the Shorts Ranch. Isn't that awesome? Like, I don't even understand how they sleep at night.
I've got to interrupt you for a second because Marie wants, she's questioning the short road. You said they can just Google the short road. I know they can go to the prairieblog.com, but can they just Google the short road? Because she wants to know more.
Yeah. The short road is a road that the Billings County named just so people knew where it was. And that's about the only thing that pulls up on Google Earth. I've been telling everybody the Conshort Ranch, but that doesn't pull up on Google Earth.
Okay.
And we're straight north of Medora on the north side of the park. But the only real kind of determining landmark is it's called the Short Road. And I'd be happy to send you some information that you could put.
That'd be great. Why don't you go ahead and text me that, because then we can put that up with this story. But Marie, you can also go to the prairieblog.com where it's got a lot of the history of this. This has been going on for 10, 12 years?
12 years is when we retain legal counsel. Yep.
See, I got to tell you, kudos. Most people by now at 12 years would have been ground to dust. God bless the fact that you've got some stick-to-itiveness, because I know what you feel like. I mean, there's days you just get up and you feel like somebody's just been grinding you under a heel, and you think it's over with. You get that little bit of elation. We can move on. And then they never give up.
Well, just it goes even deeper than that. Our family and our good friends are at some point, okay, you know, we all work to just pay for attorney's fees defending ourselves on this ranch, literally as far away from, you know, as remote of an area as you could ever get. It is, you know, it's very, very remote. It's a destination. You're not driving by and you're like, hey, let's swing into the short ranch.
You don't have a McDonald's in your driveway, right?
No. And so we have to actually sometimes, I've got, you know, we wonder if we're crazy.
I understand.
We could have gone back 12 years ago. I mean, we would have been in the millions of dollars of our lives ahead. But if every citizen of the United States just rolled over, and I used to think this was a Democrat and a Republican argument.
It's not.
It's not. It's whether or not you're a good citizen of the United States.
Well, and it offends me when someone says, just sell. We were discussing the problem down at the southern border with a gentleman, and there's a guy down there that got in trouble for shooting illegals that were on his property heading to his house, and he's actually on trial right now. And the guy said, well, if it's that much of a hassle, why don't you just sell? I'm like, you don't want to sell. Why should you sell just to knuckle under?
Yes.
It doesn't seem to me to be rocket science. You don't want to sell. Ta-da!
We hope that at some point, thank goodness, a guy by the name of Dean Rodney, who's on the county commission, he was elected, and he is an American. He's a stand-up guy that knows the difference between right and wrong. And right and wrong doesn't matter how much money's at stake.
It does not.
Even though there's, you know, 1,000 oil trucks of, and, you know, it's more about the fracking the water, getting that truck going back and forth across the river full of water. Dean Rodney is a guy that was like, no, it's just plain wrong. There is no need for a bridge there. It's a bridge to nowhere. Mike Kazian, the same thing. And so there are guys out there that do stand up and do the right thing. We're hoping this next election, we have other citizens of Billings County that will run against Lester Iverson and defeat him. Because one of the guys, Lester Iverson, who he was for eminent domain, and then he became against it and voted unanimously with the other two commissioners to not take our land.
Okay.
But then when Steve Clem got on, he's back to saying, no, we should take their land. And he's up for election. We need to get him defeated. We just pray that there's some good citizens Billings County that stand up and say, that is bullshit. Wrong is wrong.
And this is wrong.
Well, we're coming to the end of the program. I want to thank you for disrupting your dinner for us. But I want to say something that a lot of people don't understand. And this is a highlight. And this is also my opinion. And that is, people, North Dakota, and a lot of the people in power in North Dakota are ethically challenged. And they don't seem to understand the right of freedom. They don't seem to understand that right is right, wrong is wrong, and that the money is not everything. And they have no problem with...
I want to compare it to...
Go ahead, please.
I love North Dakota.
I understand.
I will eventually be back in North Dakota. You know, all my best friends for my entire life are in North Dakota. I feel a few that have been somehow misguided. I compare what's going on in Western North Dakota to Governor Newsom in California. He believes that he has the right to do what he wants, but you only have the right to do what he wants you to do. His rules are not for him. And I believe the people that have made all this money in Western North Dakota believe the same, that the rules are not for them. They're just for the working people. Well, the working people are the people.
Right.
I mean, the United States is we the people. And I compare North Dakota, what happened in North Dakota, or what is happening, the same as California. Just need to look at Governor Newsom. He, you know, everybody else's kids couldn't go to school. His kids went to private school. You couldn't go to a restaurant, but he could go to French Laundry. Your kids couldn't go to the beach, but his kids could go to the beach.
Yep.
And that is what North Dakota is right now with a few of these people. It's not what is right. It's what's right for them.
And the fact is that, unfortunately, they are in positions where they can take that literally all the way and leave the rest of us sitting here going, what happened? And there's the only thing you can do is what you guys have done, which is pony up your own money. I tell you what, Lord, do I appreciate the show today, because it really highlights a lot of things. If you have to leave with one thing you'd like to say, is there anything we can do to help, or how can we, besides our prayers, what more can we do to assist you?
I think anybody watching, if they could go to the Prairie Blog, Jim Fugley, and read the history of this, and then reach out to their senator and congressman, the senators of North Dakota and the congressman. They need to know that the citizens, the people, do not want this. They need to get phone calls. And then the other thing, I would like everybody in North Dakota to personally call Steve Klem and his wife, the CFO of the foundation, and Lester Iverson, and ask them, do they really think it would be okay for someone to come in and take their land and build a bridge right out in front of their land? Why should they be allowed to just take our land for private use? Sorry, I'm just repeating myself.
No, I appreciate that. That's what I wanted.
Curious about this.
Nope.
You know, this has been 12 years we've been fighting this.
I understand. And I, believe it or not, I understand your frustration, because I've talked with enough people that have similar stories to yours. And another reason I wanted to have you on today was I wanted you to understand you're not alone, because when you're fighting these battles, sometimes you do feel like you're the only person out there with these problems, and you're just screaming into the wind and nobody cares. I care. And there's a lot of other people who care. David, thank you so much for interrupting your lunch and taking time with us. I just want to tell you, you are, Marie says you are not crazy, you are courageous, almost one of a kind. And I got to tell you, I agree wholeheartedly with her. Please take care, and thank you so much. People need to hear this, because it's happening. Everybody,
thank you so much.
Common Sense Uncensored in the can for another Monday. Everybody, say your prayers. God bless.